This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Psalm 115 and verse 12 says, "The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron." And it goes on and says, "He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children." And he just continues, you are blessed. Well, this psalm, we look at the fact that he's mindful of us. And the last psalm, we looked at the question mark. What is man that thou art mindful of him? What is it about man that you would even think to even look at him or care for him? But now he makes more of the statement, not the question. He says, he is mindful of us. And it's in the perfect tense. So he is completely, totally, and perfectly mindful of us. The context of this psalm, verses 1 to 3, there is an exhorting to praise. In verses 4 and 8, there's an exposing of idols. He says, their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes they have, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. And noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, they handle not. I mean, there's just nothing about them. But when we get to verses 9 through 15, where our verse is, we see the entreating for trust. He's calling on them to trust. And certainly we are called upon to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we're to just acknowledge him in it all. And of course, it says that he will direct our paths. Now, what we see here is in verse number 9, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. There it is. Trust in the Lord. You're not going to make it if you don't trust in him. And when this is being said, it is a command. It is not a suggestion. It's in the imperative. Trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Okay? Why would you trust in the Lord? Because he's the only one that can help you. And he's the only one that can shield you. He's the only one who can defend you and hide you from the horrors of what are coming. So he says, O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, okay, that is that you? Is that me? Trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You getting it? Israel, get it. You individual house over here of Aaron, which is part of Israel, trust in the Lord. Hey, you that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. All three of them, he says, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. He is your defense. He is your aid and help in time of trouble. Therefore, he says in verse number 12, the Lord hath been mindful of us. Hallelujah. He cares for us. Just like Psalm 8:4 said, he's merciful. He is gracious. He is kind, he is compassionate, and he doesn't forget who he is and what he is to us. He makes this statement, he will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord. He puts us all in there again, both small and great. Doesn't matter who you are. The Lord shall increase you more and more, and you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. My friend, he is mindful of us to bless us. And he keeps blessing us no matter whether we're an insignificant speck in this planet or a great big person that people know. Doesn't matter. He's no respecter of persons. He will bless you. This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.